You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Opportunity. And I thank you because our pastor gives such a great example of what it is to be a husband, to be a father, and to be a pastor. There's not too many men that I will look at and want to model. And indeed, Pastor Twyman, you are a man worth modeling. Amen. Amen. And the reason is because he follows Christ. We follow him as he follows Christ. There is a word in the epistle of Jude, very familiar passage of scripture, and we're going to look at the 24th and 25th verse. Jude, right between 3rd John and Revelation. Amen. Amen. Jude, we want to look at the 24th and 25th verse. If you have it, you should see these words. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And just for a few moments, I'm going to share with us from the thought, the high note of our praise. The high note of our praise. For as long as I can remember, I have always loved music. I remember, Pastor, growing up and running down the stairs, and my mother had a wonderful music collection. And I would, you know, go through her albums and look at the artwork. And I remember, you know, she used to caution me because needles back in the day, come on with me, used to cost a lot of money. And so she would want me to be very careful with her albums. But I remember, as long as I can, that she was a fan of Minnie Riperton. And Minnie Riperton, for those of us who love R&B music, she can hit a note like nobody's business. I'm about to hit it right now. Loving you. It's easy because you're beautiful. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, up there somewhere. There are many artists that are known for hitting high notes. Patti LaBelle, for instance. And one of my personal favorites is Philip Bailey with Earth, Wind, and Fire. When he, even though he sang in falsetto, when he sang Reasons, y'all come on with me. Y'all know y'all listen to some Earth, Wind, and Fire. When he would sing Reasons, he would hit that high note. And I thought about that, Pastor, that a high note is an expression or an apex of or a climax of a song. It ultimately gives a crescendo. It's a buildup. It's something that is accomplished only for someone who has the talent to actually do it. You know, it's a slow death if you try to hit a high note and don't hit the high note. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, as we come to the conclusion of 2018, many of us, if we were to play our lives through this year, play the soundtrack of our lives, there's been many high notes, and there's been some low notes. It's been some really strong songs. It's been some loving songs, but it also been some very sad songs. There are things that have occurred in this life, whether it be recent or whether it be just a few months ago, that have had an impact on us. It can cause us to lose focus on what this life is really about. If there is a high note in the Bible, and there are a lot of high notes, and the highest note is Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the high note of the Bible. But there are also other high notes too. And I would submit to us that when we look at the Epistle of Jude, indeed it is a high note of praise. Jude is the writer of this epistle. He identifies himself as a servant or a bond servant of Jesus Christ. He also identifies himself as the brother of James. A little research will let us know that Jude was also a half-brother of Jesus Christ. But what's interesting, Pastor, is the fact that he didn't identify himself through the relationship of his family, but he identified himself as a servant or a slave to Jesus Christ. Jude writes this epistle as a warning. He warns the church about false teachers and false doctrine. Yes, sir. He warns the church about the apostasy that was taking place. Apostasy is known as what we call the great falling away. And indeed, brothers and sisters, if you were to look at the church today, indeed, there is a great falling away from the faith. Do I have a witness in here? Jude challenges us. He challenges us in verse 3 where he says, you know, I want you to contend for the faith. He didn't say pretend. He said contend. And in order to contend for something, that means that you wrestle with it, that you struggle with it, that it's an athletic term, that you get in the ring and you battle it out. The problem with the church today, Pastor, is that too many of us are scared to get in the ring and battle it out. Do I have a witness in here? Jude continues with this warning, and again, he tells us about the apostasy and the lifestyle that those who say they were in the faith, their lifestyle was contrary to the faith. Do I have a witness in here? Jude not only gives a warning to the church, but he also gives some instructions to the believers. Specifically, there's a contrast in verse 20 where he says, but you, beloved, meaning that he is distinguishing those who are in the spirit and those who are not in the spirit. And you could tell them really quickly by their behavior. Do I have a witness in here? But now we see Jude as he encourages the body, as he encourages the believers, as he encourages those who are filled with the Spirit of God. He encourages them to build themselves up with their holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And in verse 21, he says, listen, to keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. In other words, he's saying that if you are a child in God, you should want to be a child that is pleasing to your Father. Stay in his love. But now in our text this afternoon, we see that Jude is moving to a conclusion. And within this conclusion, there is a climax that is building in this text. He goes on to say that when you look at verse 24 and 25, it's really called a doxology. A doxology is known as a musical term that is highlighted the conclusion of a song or a prayer. Do I have a witness in here? In this doxology, a doxology is, as a word, it means a word of glory. It's used and it serves to bring about a conclusion. And there are two essential elements of a doxology. One, it acknowledges, it gives acknowledgement to the praise of God. Secondly, it is an expression of his infinite nature. So the first reason that we should have a high note of praise is the fact that when he starts this doxology, he says, listen, now unto him. The first thing that we need to realize about a high note of praise is this, that our present potency of our praise. There is a present potency of our praise. He says that, listen, now unto him who, listen, that is able. How many of you know that God is able? It ain't what you heard, but it's something that you actually experienced. That God has the ability to change your situation, to change your circumstance, and to change you while you are in the midst of your circumstance. If you don't hear me say nothing else today, know that God is able. Do I have a witness in here? The present potency of our praise. Now, that means that, listen, in the present moment, no matter what circumstance you face, God is able. Right now, not later, not next week, but right now. But there's another component of our praise. Because he says, not unto him that is able to keep you. And you know, not only should we understand the present potency of our praise, but we also need to understand the preservation of our praise. See, God is the only one who is able to keep you and I. It's not our bank account. It's not the relationships we have. It is God that is able to keep us. See, that word keep speaks to safety or security, but it really speaks to preserving. That God is able to preserve us from falling, from stumbling into the things that we used to do, to the things that we used to say, to the places we used to go. God is able to keep you. Anybody know that God is a keeper? Anybody know that, oh, to be kept by Jesus, kept by the power of the Lord. So not only should we understand the present potency of our praise and the preservation of our praise, but then there's also the presentation of our praise. Look at what Jude says. He says, not unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Listen, every time we praise, it should be in an anticipation of what God is going to do in our lives. Let me say that one more time. Every time that we praise God, it should be an anticipation of what he is going to do in our lives. If you don't know by now that God is able, that God is able to keep you, but specifically, he is going to present us to his Father. And not only does he present us, but he presents us with exceeding joy. Meaning that in the days to come, when it gives the picture of a groom that is so proud to show his wife to his Father. That's what Jesus Christ is going to do with you and I. So one glad morning, when this life is over, we will fly away. And not only will we be flying away, but we're going to be with him for eternity. So not only in the high note of our praise, not only should we understand the present potency of our praise, the preservation of our praise, but lastly, and also the presentation of our praise, but then lastly, there is the proclamation of our praise. In verse 25, he says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Listen, if you don't know nothing else, that when we praise God, we are proclaiming who he is and what he has done and what he will do in our lives. Don't you know that God is worthy of all of our praise? When we praise the Lord, we must proclaim that he is. We must proclaim that he is the only wise God. And that he is our Savior, meaning that he is able to deliver us out of every situation and circumstance that we face. So the question is, what is your high note of praise? What is your high note of praise this morning? See, because one thing to know about him, that all the glory belongs to him. Majesty speaks to his rule over all creation. You do know that he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's Adam's redeemer, Abel's vindicator, Abraham's sacrifice, Noah's ark, Moses' bush on fire, Joshua's battle axe. Y'all know who he is, don't you? He's God's only begotten son, Mary's baby boy. He's Matthew's king, Mark's suffering servant, Luke's great physician, John's word made flesh. You know who he is, don't you? His name is Jesus. He came down through 40 and two generations, healing the sick, providing sight for the blind. Jesus died upon that cross, buried in another man's tomb. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. He declared that all the power in heaven and earth is in my hand. There is a high note of our praise.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman, and the Macedonia Baptist Church family. You can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.